No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is a cross has made, the cross has made you flawless.
Good morning, 9 minutes past the hour as we spend a Thursday together. So great to have you with us here on the Faith Radio Network. Our website, myfaithradio.com. You go there, you're going to find all kinds of great articles that will help you grow in your faith, help you share your faith more effectively. Maybe you're in a situation at work where there's a lot of hostility towards Christianity. Maybe you've got a supervisor or a colleague, somebody you work with closely, who is an atheist or an agnostic, and you're thinking, how do I deal with this person and how do I lovingly share Christ with them? Well, go to myfaithradio.com, look for some of the articles on evangelism and apologetics and Christian worldview, and learn how to be a more effective apologist to share Christ with others. Well, my friend Ron Deal joins us now, and you may wonder why so many guys are buying a lie that they don't matter to their kids. The fact is that guys, even divorced guys, even stepdads, can have a huge impact for good in the lives of their children. And Ron Deal is the founder of Smart Step Families. He's also the director of Family Life Blended, part of Dennis Rady's Family Life Ministry. And he joins us now from Arkansas. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good to talk with you again.
Now, where did this idea come from that guys really don't matter in the lives of their children? Is that an artifact of the radical feminist movement, or is it a creation of the media, or all of the above?
Well, the things you just mentioned probably are tools of the evil one. You know, I think ultimately it comes right back to Satan and his schemes to divide and conquer the family. By the way, you and I have worked together a lot. If I sound a little odd today, I'm finishing up a cold, so it really is me.
No, you sound no. Fine. You sound like an octave deeper. That's in radio. Yeah, that's always a good thing.
I'm singing bass today. That's
there
right.
You go. There you go.
Yeah. I think it's the evil one, right? Because I mean, stop and think about it. The order that God has created in life, in the world, there is an order to relationships. There's a sense of how they fit together in the design of creation that God made. And, you know, men are called to be servant leaders to their wives and their families. And there's two aspects to that servant, right? So we lead by empowering others to be all that God has called them to be, to help move them in directions that put them under the kingdom of God, the banner of God, and at the same time to be leaders. And so there's a double-edged sword to that. Sometimes we're serving and giving and building others up, and sometimes we're saying no, and sometimes we're saying this is what we're going to do. Kind of being that person who calls the family up, if you will, to the things of God. And when men step out of that role, there's this huge vacuum. There's this huge gap in the home. And I think it's just been one of Satan's greatest tools is to communicate the lie that men don't matter, that, you know, you can be passive if you're there, if you're physically present, you can be passive and that's enough. And it's not. And if you just disappear out of the lives of your kids, that's okay, because, you know, their mom's going to be there and somebody's going to pick up the pieces. No, there's certain things that only we can do. And we've bought the lie. I keep looking around, Bill. And I mean, don't you ever ask yourself, why is it that so many men can walk away from their kids and moms don't do that? You know, it just makes you wonder. What's going on there that we're the ones who are targeted to just disappear, to just step away from our place in the home. And I bless the moms that are picking up, all the single moms that are picking up the pieces and making it work. And of course they're doing a great job, but there's just certain things that only the guy can do. Right. And so it just leaves this gap. And I think it's just Satan's ploy to destroy us.
Let's spend a few minutes talking about the impact that dads have in the lives of their kids, because the research on this topic is so powerful, and yet oftentimes people aren't aware of it, and especially when you have some of the more strident, you know, feminist voices saying, ah, you know, women need a man like a fish needs a bicycle, you know, or kids will do just fine in a single parent home with their mom. They don't need that guy. He's a loser anyway. But the fact is, there's just so much robust research on father impact on children. And I know you're familiar with it. Let's talk about, celebrate that for a minute.
Yeah. And let me be very clear right from the start. Let me say, moms are important. Women are important. Wives are important. There's certain roles that only a woman can fulfill, just like there's certain roles that only a man can fulfill. So we're not saying it's one over the other. I'm saying God put us in partnership for a reason, because we each bring something to the table that makes the whole, that is the mom and dad united system, a much, much stronger. There's synergy when we're both working together, and synergy is lost when somebody steps out. Okay, you know, years ago there was a TV commercial that really struck me. Let's talk about elephants, Bill. Can we talk about elephants for a minute? I know that sounds strange this early in the morning. But in Africa, they noticed in one part of the nation that all of these elephants were going crazy. These young bull elephants were, you know, beating up on other animals, and they were doing things that were strange outside of their normal ecosystem in terms of their activity and behavior, and they were threatening people in the community. And so it wasn't just animals in the ecosystem. There were people that were being hurt. And somebody started looking around going, you know what? We started this policy a number of years back where we took all the older male elephants and we removed them, and we put them in a different part of the country because we were trying to do something in terms of managing the number of, you know, elephant babies being born or something, right? And maybe we ought to bring them back. And all they did was just bring back the older male elephants, and all the problems went away because the elephants started policing the younger ones. They started whipping them into shape. They started saying, hey, you don't do that. And, you know, in elephant talk, of course. And it changed everything. It just seems to me that there is a strength. There's a power. There's that men are able to set boundaries and to do so with a firmness that is so very important. I'm a father of three boys. I can tell you through the years with all three of my boys, there have been moments where when dad was away, the mice tried to play against mom. And it was amazing how I could go on a speaking trip to a church on a weekend, and all of a sudden one of those boys would act out in ways that they didn't normally do. They would challenge mom in ways they didn't normally challenge. And if I would get on the phone and, you know, put a temporary stop to that, and then when I'd get home and look them in the eye and go, look, I love your mom, and you love your mom, and you're going to respect her whether you want to or not, that simple, simple act of my presence pulled everything back in line. Did it stop it permanently? No, it was an ongoing sort of process. But without me being able to come alongside and support my wife and look them in the eye and go, hey, we don't do that, things just run amok. And it's just very clear from the research that there's something there that men are able to provide that's so very important.
Ron, you've worked with a lot of divorced dads, many of whom are very involved in the lives of their kids. But statistically, these guys are kind of in the minority, aren't they?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's that message that we were talking about that, hey, somebody else has stepped into your role. Mom's taking care of the kids. You know, if you live around the block or halfway across the country, you know, just loosely stay in touch with your kids and they'll be fine. And what we know is that an involved dad after divorce, separation, whatever the situation is so significant to the life of the kids. And if there's a stepdad in their home, say your ex-wife has remarried, you know, again, there's kind of that lie. Well, you know, maybe it's better if I just fade into the... No, it's not true. When children, the research is very clear, Bill, when children have a stepfather, the best scenario for them is to have an actively involved biological dad and an involved stepdad. And then if those two men can respect each other with just a basic sense of respect about who the other person is, it's not a competition. I would put it this way. when a dad and a stepdad do what our politicians are doing right now, you know, backbiting and taking out negative ads about the other, there's this huge, fallout on the lives of the children, and that's not good. But when they're decent and respectful towards one another, the children are the ones who benefit.
It is so cool, Ron. In fact, you one of your radio features, you talk about the dad-stepdad alliance. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage our listeners to go to Family Life Blended and check this out, the dad-stepdad alliance. It'll put a smile on your face. And I think it'll be a great challenge if you're in that situation. If you're a divorced dad, if your wife has remarried or is dating somebody else now, do not abdicate your responsibility, your role with your biological children. And if you're a stepdad in that situation, man, encourage. Now we're assuming, Ron, that the biological dad is a guy who, you know, is a solid man who doesn't have a bunch of personal problems, drug, alcohol abuse, things like that. We're talking about, you know, sometimes there's been a contentious divorce, and mom maybe has, you know, kind of cut that guy out of her life. Stepdad, step up. And invite that man to be part of your stepchildren's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not talking about extreme behavior situations. And by the way, that's not 99% of the situations that are out there. Just the other day, we reposted on Facebook, on our Family Life Blended Facebook page, about a guy who, here's the picture on Facebook. He is sitting at a table at a restaurant, and there's two little girls sitting around him and another man on the other side of the table. And what he says is, getting together with the girls and their future stepdad so that we can talk about and spend time getting to know each other. And the backstory is, you know, this dad knows his kids are about to have a stepfather. And so he is reaching out to this guy to say, hey, let's come together. These girls are going to be the thing that we impact. Let's set aside our differences, and let's be decent. Wow. I mean, let me tell you, those three girls sitting at that table have no idea what a blessing that moment is and what that represents in the future. And really, this comes down to a heart issue, right? Am I going to continue to make this about me? I'm going to hold on to my bitterness from the past, my hurt, my pain. There may be good reason for you to be hurt over how you got to this moment in time, but what are you going to do with it now? Mm. Are you going to try to love the way you're called to love, and you're going to try to forgive the way you're called to forgive? You're going to try to set aside those things in order to bless the children? And I would encourage you to do that.